Our final segment here at Rosie on the House for this 8 o'clock Outdoor Living Hour. We're joined still with Don Crandall, the Water Control Manager of Lake Pleasant and CAP Operations, delivering water to over 80% of the state. It's a third of Arizona's water supply comes through the CAP off the Colorado River. So, Chuck, we've talked about the design marvels and the storage elements and the energy game that y'all have to play, but how are you actually getting water from the canal to the users?
That's a good question. We have about roughly some 59, 60 turnouts that were built into the system that we use to deliver water to all of the customers. Our customers consist of municipal water treatment districts, tribal customers, as well as a number of agricultural districts. In most cases, we don't deliver water to the final end user. We're a wholesale provider, I guess, of water to different districts. Say, for instance, you live in the city of Phoenix. You get your water from a city of Phoenix tap. Most of that water is going to come through their treatment plant. Their treatment plant would be connected to our system. So our system, we have gates and flow meters that we open up using hydraulic cylinders to push water out to the water treatment plants. They would treat that water and then deliver it through their system to your house. So it's really a pretty impressive system if you think about it, to get water all the way from the Colorado River to your tap at your house.
And each one of those customers you talked about, where they're taking water at the turnout, it's not like there's an endless amount of water. They can't just call up and say, hey, I need 100,000 more acre feet of water to finish out the year. Each customer already has a pre-allocated amount of water they can take off the system.
That is correct. Each customer has a entitlement or a contract with us for a total annual volume. And then we work with them very early in the year, starting actually here in June. We'll start working with them to coordinate their water orders for 2020. They'll submit water orders or water schedules on a monthly basis that give us an idea of the capacity and how it's going to be used throughout the system. And then on the more real time, they'll work with our lead dispatchers and call their water orders in a day ahead of time. And our lead dispatchers will work through the capacity, decide how many pumps we need to run, and where the water is going to be delivered throughout the system for the following day.
So you get your following day lined out. Is that now dispatching guys to different pumps at different turnouts at all 60 locations to make sure that the correct volume goes? How is that delivery managed?
The way we manage it now is we've got our dispatchers here at our headquarters. We have the whole system, if you can believe it, is ran by two operators in the day plus a lead dispatcher taking orders, and then two operators at night. Those dispatchers are here 24/7, 365 days out of the year, and they can really run every piece of equipment across the whole 336-mile system from here at headquarters.
The whole thing's run from headquarters, and this is a system that was designed before the internet.
Yeah, we've had...
It was before beepers.
Before my time, we've had three or four iterations of the control system. And you're right, it's pretty amazing that they designed the system before we even had the internet.
Now, what's the future of CAP? I mean, everything has a lifespan. Concrete got a pretty good one, so we're probably not even halfway through the regular life use of concrete that's not in a canal system. We got a significant investment in infrastructure, but we've got a significant time of use anticipated. Is there any kind of projection on how long it'll operate as is?
It doesn't really operate as is. We've got just a fantastic asset management program here at CAP that we're really proud of. And that entails really looking at all of the assets that we have, whether it be a centrifugal pump, a discharge valve, a large, a 54-inch diameter discharge valve, or a siphon going under the Salt River, and really looking at each of those assets, kind of assessing what their estimated life is going to be and what their condition is going to be, and then doing maintenance and upgrades on that equipment to really keep it running and really keeping it in tip-top shape. I'd like to say that the CAP probably is in as good a shape as it's ever been.
That's impressive. And CAP is a very impressive part of our water system and what makes Arizona the quality of life we have today, because obviously without water, none of us would be here very long. And water is also a huge part of electric generation. So you need one to have the other. And CAP delivers that for us. Don Crandall, the water control manager, Lake Pleasant Operations and CAP Canal System, thanks again for carving out a little time. If somebody was just so curious enough that they wanted to know more about the CAP Canal System, you guys have a pretty exciting event coming up.
Yeah, we have a CAP University that's coming up, and it's a really exciting class. I highly recommend it, and you can go to our website at www.cap-az.com. and sign up for your Know Your Water News, and that'll give you great information that comes out on CAP as well as the details on the CAP University.
That is a great newsletter. I've been a subscriber of it for many years and enjoy all the weekly updates and the CAP facts that y'all have every publication, and you have different interviews with different individuals that have different responsibilities and managing the system. And there's all kinds of things we didn't even talk about, like the water quality management and the fish operations that keep the canal clean and the sludge that we've got to deal with and the buildup of algae and original pumping dam on the Colorado River. It's an absolutely fascinating process. And the more we know about it, I think as residents of Arizona, the more we can appreciate and respect and be disciplined in our daily use of water.